Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July the 19th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And I want to welcome you to, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast tonight, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, which is where I live at. And you know, tomorrow is my birthday, turning 32 years old. I have to tell you, I feel a little bit younger than that. But, you know, we thank God that God has kept alive for 32 years. And we're going to be discussing that tonight. And tonight we get to the word. What I'm going to be doing is we're going to read a chapter where Jesus does miracles. And then I'm going to take some time and testify about what Jesus has done over my life. And I have a cool testimony that happened today to tell you about. But it's good to have you tuned in, wherever you are tuned in from, however you tuned in, whether you've called in, whether you're listening online on the website, blogtalkradio.com, or however you've found us. And I know for sure that if you found us, do not log off. Do not hang up based on however you tuned in, because I know that if you are tuned in, it's not by accident. So, as they used to say, don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. You just leave it there. But it's just so great to serve the Lord. It's just something that I've been thinking about how great it is to serve the Lord. And why would anyone not want to serve the Lord? Why would anyone not want the blessings of God? Why would anyone decide that they can do this thing called life without God? Why would they want to do life without Jesus? And that, when you think about it, life without Jesus is truly like a donut. Why? Because without Jesus in your heart, there's a hole. There's a hole there. And so it's just great to serve the Lord, and I'm so glad that he saved me. And the story of me being born and what all happens there is part of what I will be discussing when I give my testimony tonight. And before I get into it, I will let you know that the next couple days are the next couple of days of show when I would be doing them are during Invasion, Tuesday and Wednesday. So tomorrow night and Wednesday night there. Either won't be shows, or if there's one, it'll be earlier and shorter. I do want to covet your prayers on Invasion, to be honest. I want you to pray that these young people get touched, that their lives are changed forever, that there is an anointing that goes forth from that conference that gets on these young people like never before. And I've told you before, when I've talked about Invasion last week, that there were times that was up there, that when I was a teen and then a young adult, that I felt like that God was ministering to me when different things were called out other than just healing. Now, I was never into, you know, sometimes some of the things that are dealt with and hands are laid on the young people, or sometimes they're for things like, you know, cutting, you know, alcohol abuse, drug use and abuse, you know, things like that. And I never did things like that, but there's been different things that, like, I remember when I was in high school, for a little minute there, I was struggling a little bit for several months, like 6 months or so, with my mouth and my behavior at school. And like when it came to like homework and things of that nature, and I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all the everything that I've ever dealt with, but or what have you, and even some of the, listening to, and And we had, you know, like as a teenager. But when I was there, that year the theme was filtered and unleashed. And I remember through that conference, every night of that, I felt like I was being ministered to, like, truly, obviously, every conference, you know, would minister to you differently. But I felt like, you know, God was dealing with me about my mouth, about this different faiths. And years later, my mom told me that at one point as a teenager, I was prideful. And I didn't know it. You know, pride's like bad breath. You don't know you have it. But I wonder if that was where God really started to deal with me about these things. And I got free from that. But when you go through certain things, you know, sometimes you have the old man and it wants to come back. Can't let him back in. But there were things, you know, God, every year, you know, people at Invasion get changed. There'll be times where maybe they don't need freed from anything. Maybe they're living godly. And maybe they're, but God will show them, you know, here's what you should do now. Or I call you to this ministry, to be a preacher per se. And I'm going to, and here's what I'm going to do to help you with that. And so everywhere Dr. Barclay goes, almost everywhere Dr. Barclay goes, he runs into someone that says, hey, my life was changed at that Invasion 20 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. And his son, Josh, is the one who does them, the one who heads them up. And so just pray that God moves there. And that even that young people who come, maybe they're, you know, different infirmities. Because God heals infirmities. You know, he will heal infirmities. You know, regardless of what the conference is called, and what it's about. I've had listeners. I've had youth groups laying hands on me at Invasion, believing God for me to see. Many a time, that's happened to me. And there'll be these youth leaders and these youth that'll be like, and it's almost like God tells them, go pray over that man. Go pray over that person. Even when I was a youth. Go pray over that youth over there. You know, that young adult. And power of God is there. And so we want to believe God for, you know, signs and wonders being done, for lives changed, for things being revealed in these young people, for, you know, that, and yes, you know, it's good when good friendships are made, you know, good godly friendships. That's always awesome. But ultimately, you know, we want these young people to be anointed. Anointed so that they change for the better, their schools. That they change, can change, you know, their churches. That they go back and just change, you know, for the better. You know, wherever they go. And so I really want you to pray for this invasion. Yes, it's going to be fun. Yes, there's going to be the wonderful spoon. And I know somebody, anybody who might be there, anybody, you know, anyone who's thinking about, some people might be dreaming about, you know, those fried pickles. I didn't know until last night that they were fried pickles. Fried mushrooms, or maybe you want some nachos with that, but want to call it fake cheese, like how a lot of us like to call certain news networks the fake news. But I don't think that cheese is fake. It's good cheese, isn't it, Rachel? The liquid cheese, isn't it? And anyone who's telling you otherwise, they're wrong, but only about the cheese. We'll leave it at that because, and that doesn't mean we don't love the person either. It's just a little, disagreement. But that cheese is just, whoo. And then, you know, you got to get the cheese fries with the same cheese. And I don't know if it's the same cheese, but I know it's something else. But those cheese fries are really delicious. And so, and they have these bread bites. They have regular bread bites, which are just regular, like, cheesy. And then they have these cinnamon bread bites that are really good. And yes, they, for the young people, they have, you know, the different, they have the sessions in the morning, and then they have, and then in the afternoon they have their tournaments back on again this year, I believe, after they took a hiatus last year during the thing, the pandemic. Yep. Didn't mean to laugh. I just think that some people might think that the name Mandemic might sound funny, but honestly, another name that I have for the whole thing that's still going on, even though we're open a lot more. And folks, those of you listening around America, do not take the freedom that we have right now for granted, that we're a lot more open compared to what we were a couple months ago, not necessarily having to wear a muzzle on your face, a mask on your face. Don't take it for granted, please. Started to take it for granted? Please quit that. Please. And I enjoyed it. And you get to go to one of these big, large gatherings, maybe one of them that you've actually wanted to go to. Enjoy. I went to this big, you got it. And certainly going to the house of the Lord, you know, listeners, you really should, you know. Don't take the house of the Lord for granted. And even if I ever at any point used to take the house of for granted, or maybe didn't care for whoever was speaking, or wished it didn't go too long, or what have you. Even if I ever did that, if I ever did, not anymore. Not no more. Done with that. Because I cherish being in the house of God. And that fair, I was at this Oakland County Fair this weekend with Big Rock Amusements. And the lines for the ride, you know, were very long, but I didn't complain because other than people who had been out there all much of the week, I bet you for many of these people, it was their first time going on big rides like that since 2019. And so even last year, during the middle of the whole thing, when I got to go to Cedar Point, I cherished that thing. And so don't take for granted the freedom that you have. You know, if you're in a state that's open, don't take it for granted, please. And when you go to the, and by the way, when you go to these restaurants, be nice to your waiters, waitresses, please. They're doing their best. Oh, well, you're getting nitty gritty. I'm trying to help you. But I was going to say, you know, the same when I went to that fair, it was just awesome to see all those different people and everything else. But so anyhow, please keep invasion in your prayers. I think I believe it's going to be an awesome week and lives are going to be changed, and I'm ready to see what God has for them, because I'm going to be out there every night. I have not missed most of a night of invasion since back in 2001. And even then, there was a night that I showed up to like 15 minutes of, but that one I won't count as being there. And then 99. Now, 2000, there was a night I missed because it was, you had to pay to go, and I wasn't old enough to be considered a youth yet. And then 1999, there was a night I missed because we were out of town at my grandma and grandpa's. And then 2001. I have not missed one night of invasion. 2002 was the 1 year that they skipped it. The first invasion was in 96. I didn't even remember invasion of 96. And if I went, it was only one day, and it was Thursday night. And but like I said, keep the conference in your prayers. And yes, you can pray that they have fun, you know, make new friends, but ultimately believe God for the anointing, the outpouring of God's anointing. Amen. But, and so, let me just see. The two other things I want to mention. Before I do that, I want to remind you that this episode of the Miracle Man Show has been brought to you by your local McDonald's. Your local McDonald's, where you can go and grab an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of just a dollar. And it's a great way to cool down on a nice, warm, sunny summer day. if you got the app, one of the deals you could possibly find is buy one, get one for 25 cents. That's one of the deals I have as an option. And so just go to your local McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold summer treat. Prices and participation may vary. Tax export details. Real quick, the last couple things I want to mention before we get into some worship and some word, and the word of the Lord tonight with my wonderful testimony. I want to remind you of the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out more information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And it truly is an awesome book. It's a wonderful read. You will be glad that you read it. I have to tell you that. You know, it's an awesome book. And it's the story of my life. Some of it will be shared tonight. I didn't say all. Might be some things that might be shared tonight. We'll see. And you can be a blessing with this book. Maybe we go online, buy one for yourself and buy one for someone else. And we'll believe in God for that book to get out there and reach as many people as possible. The other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com, and when you get on the website, paypal.com, in the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. That's Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, and that the first R in Rivers is capitalized, and the S in Shukla is capitalized. And you can choose to give, to sow as much as you want to, however much you want to, whenever you want to. It's a great thing. You just go on there and sow a seed. And, hey, when you sow a seed into the program, you're helping us. You're helping us get the word out. You're helping us reach more people. And the other thing is, when you sow your seed, for one, you're sowing it into very good ground. And the other thing I want to say on that is, when you sow your seed, I pray over it. Whenever I get notification that seed has been sown, I pray over that seed. And I pray for you. Why? Because I want you blessed. And the Lord wants you blessed. The verse that I want you to sow your seed on tonight is give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And that comes to us from Luke 6:38. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to open up to the Word of God, and then we'll have the testimony. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I'll raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I'll raise a hallelujah. Fear, you've lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I'll raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I'll raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. Yeah, and I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder in the presence of my enemy. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. My weapon is a melody. Sing a little louder. Heaven comes to fight for me. Sing a little louder. In the presence of my enemies. Sing a little louder. Louder than the unbelief. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Fear, you've lost your hold on me. Sing a little louder. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I'll raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I look to the hills. I look to the cross. Where does my help come from? From you, you alone, Jesus, draw near to me. You are my Savior. You are the Lord Almighty, the can stand against your love. Lord, your love has the power to save, power to save you. Ah, the Lord Almighty, there is not nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all, given it all. I look to the hills where I find all I need. Surrender my heart, Jesus, draw near to me. You are my Savior. You are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your name. Lord, your name has the power to save you. You are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all, you are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your name. Lord, your name has the power to save you. At the Lord Almighty, there is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all, given it all. You are the Lord Almighty. You are the God who saves. You are the light that shines in us. You are the Lord Almighty. You are the one that saves. You are the light that shines in us. You are the Lord I live for. You are the one that saves. You are the light that shines in us. You are the one I live for. You are the God who saves. You are the light that shines. You are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your name. Lord, your name has the power to save, power to save. You are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all, given it all. You are the Lord Almighty. There is nothing like your name. Lord, your name has the power to save you. The Lord Almighty, there is nothing like your love. Lord, your love, you have given it all, given it all. Given it all, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. You have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Mm-hmm. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh yes, hallelujah. Jesus, you're still enough. Me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, hallelujah. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. I seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe. I'll see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. And I believe. I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how we love you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So grateful, Lord God, to know you. I'm just so thankful, Lord God, for what you've done in our lives, going to do in our lives, and what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord God, that you just minister to us as we go through our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've already started, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord God, that our life is a testimony unto you. I just thank you, Master, for your hand on us. Thank you, Lord God, that every need met, it represented tonight is met by you in this program tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that as I share, that you would reveal yourself to these people in a way that they haven't seen. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that. And now I make my confession over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners would come into this program, Lord God. I pray that finances would come into this program. I pray, Father, that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most of all, Heavenly Father, I thank you that huge amounts of souls would come into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And now let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me, and more than a history book to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Luke 4. Woo! Amen. Luke 4. Just let me just taking a look here to make sure. Yeah, we'll go to Luke 4. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to begin reading. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of those days, he was hungry. He went 40 days with no food. I can imagine after the 40 days, man, you'd be hungry. You'd be wanting you'd be wanting some food. You know, maybe you'd want some of those. Maybe you'd want some nachos from the spoon. Maybe you'd want, you know, you know, some good southern fried chicken. You know, some tasty stuff. Okay, I'll get off from that. Jesus, eating nothing in those 40 days, he was hungry. Verse 3. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God," Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone." In Matthew it says, but man lives by, you know, the Lord, not just bread. Verse 5. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. And he said to him, "I will give you all of their authority and splendor. And it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone that I want to. So, if you worship me, it will all be yours." But Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." But Jesus answered, "It is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all of this tempting until an opportune time, let's continue. Verse 14. Jesus returned from Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. Do not forsake the gathering together, the saints. Even more so as you see the day approaching. Oh, I could preach on that, but different message for a different day. To the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and the recovery of sight to the blind." Amen. I received that for me. Recovery of sight to the blind. To release the oppressed. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me." Mm-hmm. physician, heal yourself. From here in your hometown, what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. I tell you the truth, he continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in that time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, took him by the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Verse 31. Pay attention now. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee. And on the Sabbath day, he began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man who was possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, what do you want with us, Jesus, son of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Come out of him. The demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, what is this teaching of authority and power? He gives orders to evil spirits, and they come out. The news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. This will be the last passage. Verse 38. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. He bent over to her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and she got up at once, and she began to wait on him. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Jesus laid his hands on each one, and he healed them. Moreover, came out of many people, shouting, you are the Son of God! But he rebuked all of them and would not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, the good news for the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. All right. So what you see here is that was where Jesus in Luke, on Luke's account, that was where Jesus begins to do miracles and heal bodies and cast demons out of people And let me tell you something, folks. Spirit of infirmity is something you have to bind. And if you've been fighting something for a very long time, whether it be cancer, whether it be, you know, different disability, you know, blindness, it's an infirmity. Now, the devil wants to try to tell you, or your brain will try to tell you, you know, let's just say that you're in a wheelchair. And we'll just say you've been there for a very long time because maybe something happened. Or maybe you were just born that way or something like that. And, you know, inside tell you, you know, always going to be in that wheelchair. It's just how you're going to be the rest of your life. You know, it's just who you are. I'm not saying it's who you are. I'm saying what the spirit of infirmity will try to tell you. You have to bind the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity. Authority over. If you have it. Because if you have an infirmity, you know, maybe you've been struggling with something for a long time, or maybe you have these ongoing battles, like with headaches or something like that, and your brain will try to tell you, you know, you're always going to have these headaches. They're not going away. You can do things to try to lessen them, like, you know, take some Excedrin, take some of this, some of that. So that's what your brain will try to tell you. So you'll try to, you know, but you got to take authority over not just the sickness and disease, but also that brain of yours. And let me tell you something, listeners, straight out. I want to tell you this straight out. If you're not winning the battle in your mind, you're not winning the battle. You can start truly believing Jesus to heal you of things, to heal you of cancer, to heal you of these other diseases, heart disease, and other things, to heal you of deafness, to heal you of blindness and other things. Yes, I'm preaching to myself too. You know, in order to truly believe that and do it, and ask him for it and truly mean it, you have to pray for your mind to be healed. Why? Some of my listeners may say, why my mind first? That mind of yours that, you know, that you're supposed to wash with the water of the Word of God, it'll try to tell you, you know, you'll have this forever. You'll be blind forever. If you're a person with a natural death, you'll be deaf forever. This cancer, you'll probably die of it. And these different things, it'll try to tell you, you know, that it's just the spirit of infirmity is just terrible. You got to bind that thing. And you have to take authority over your mind and get your mind renewed. And when you know that your mind is where God wants it. Because you have to get your mind right. You have to. You don't win the battle in your mind. You're not winning the battle. I'm supposed to share my testimony, but that just, after I read that, that just got on me real hard. And I felt like I had to deal with it and not just let it hang. All right, so I'm going to start with what led to my birth. Very good. So, in 1989, Halloween night, 1988, my mom goes to the Open Door Midland, you know, seeking some help. She's like, you know, I need some help. I'm a speed addict and, you know, and some different things. They tell her, Living Word Church. So she goes there. At first, you know, she's smoking to the door, and then obviously puts them out, knowing, you know, I should not smoke in church, ever. I'm not allowed to. For one thing, I'm not allowed to. Two, I know I shouldn't. So, a couple months later, my mom-to-be, she's my pastor, Dr. Buckley, at this Holiday Inn, the old Holiday Inn in Midland. And she says, "Look, Dr. Buckley, I'm pregnant. Can I still come to your church? I know I'm not right, but can I please still come to your church?" He says, "Well, Julie, yes, you can still come. You can still come to the church. You're welcome to come to the church." She keeps coming. And God helps her. And helps her. And helps her. And helps her. Then I'm born. And before my mom had me, she was told, you know, when he's born, you know, there's these certain things, you know, do you want to go ahead and have him, give birth, or do you just want us to, she chose life for me. And I'm grateful for that to this day. When I'm 3 days old, fast forward now to I'm born. When I'm 3 days old, I had a surgery so I could suck 10 days. So I could swallow. 3 months later, we find out that I have amaurosis. I took my eyesight. Then I had some seizures. Then we had some other things. You know, we had some going on. My jaw was where my ear should have been. And so that whole thing was part of why I had to go to Chattanooga later to have all those surgeries. And so I had all that. And then where was I? First year or so. And Lori Lang and other people in the church really helped my mom. Such a blessing. And then we, after that, different things happened. And then when I was about 14 months old, these doctors in Ann Arbor said that I was profoundly, mentally impaired. I'll say impaired. Profound, like the worst label you can get. And basically they said, we don't see how he'll do well in school. Basically, not good things at all. At 2 years old, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. When I was very little, my immune system was very weak. I could get sick very easy. It was not pretty. My kidney function was not good at all. Oh, but God. But God. Well, for one, I got healed of colon cancer. For another, Jesus healed my immune system. My mom would take me to the house of God, no matter how sick I was. Those ministers would be there to lay their hands on me, and I would get healed. You say, well, Miracle Man, do you remember all those times when you were 2 years old and they laid their hands on you and what they prayed of? No. No, I don't. But my mom knew what to do. People in the church knew what to do. Dr. Barclay knew what to do. And so, you know, my mom would take me to church no matter how sick I was. Didn't matter. Take me in there. Hands would be laid on me for healing. Healings began to manifest. Like I said, I was healed of cancer. Then I was healed of my immune system. My immune system was healed. Also, I had those seizures that I had told you about a few minutes ago. Those were gone. I was healed of those. Then, not necessarily in. Also, Jesus worked on my kidneys, and those were strengthened to work better. He's strengthened. He's helped with my muscles, because originally I was told that I would not be able to carry myself past 8 and would not live past 12. Well, I'm about to be 32 years old tomorrow. Ha-ha, devil, you lost. And my mom had a prayer that she used to pray over me when I was very young. And it's obviously to this day she still believes it. Heal him or take him home. Well, I'm still here on this earth teaching to you guys. So obviously there's a reason why Jesus has kept me here on this earth. So I was healed of cancer, kidneys, you know, the seizures. A couple of years later, I had warts on my fingers that if they would have stayed, it would have made it extremely hard for me to learn how to read Braille. That's a different story for a different day, but God healed me of those. Back up a little bit. One of the first surgeries I had in Chattanooga, Tennessee, they found was the connection for my left ear. And when my left ear could hear on its own, without that silly halo that I used to have to help me hear, I don't remember what the halo felt like, what it was made out of, stuff like that, but I knew I had one. And, when that thing got connected, it was a miracle. for some of the nurses at the hospital for the first couple of days, I bet you for some of them it was a nightmare. Why? Because I would not sleep. I wanted to hear things. I wanted to hear the word of God, which was amazing that I got to hear that, and I got to hear these other things on my own without that halo. And it was just an awesome thing to see that happen in my life. He healed me. I mean, he put my left ear in so I could hear. We still believe in God for the ear canal for my left ear. I mean, for my right ear. The left ear is wonderful. So we're believing God for that. Also, I began to go to school, and over time I progressed. One point about fifth grade, I was dealing with some severe behavior issues, throwing things, throwing microwaves, could not stay in school past 10 a.m. much more often than not, and was not pretty. God delivered me from that, and from what was causing me to do that stuff, God healed me of that too. And then through middle and high school, God helped me get through that. God helped me get through college. There were classes that the reason I passed those classes was because God helped me to pass those classes. I'm very serious. In college, there were classes that God helped me to pass them. And think of all these different, healings and the different times that God's helped me throughout my life. Oh, by the way, today, folks. So today, we'll park at Planet Fitness, me and my helper. We park at Planet Fitness, and we barely get out of the car. We're starting to walk. This car is going not necessarily super fast, paying attention at all. Comes up by me, but it hits her, my helper. It hits her, and she's not paying attention. She ends up fleeing the scene. I don't know for sure. But the good news is I was not hurt at all from that thing. I was not hurt. The angels protected me. And that's a testimony of its own. When the angels protect you. Jesus said, I will give angels charge concerning you to keep you in all of your ways. And as for my helper, the leg's not even broken. It's just a sprain. And didn't even have to stay in the hospital. But went to the ER, doing good, better. Yep, but the angels of God protected me today, and I know it for a fact. And I'm going to back it up again a little bit. I remember one time I was in Chattanooga going into a surgery, which turned out to be a nearly 19-plus-hour surgery. Supposed to be like a 6-7 hour thing, turned out to be like 19 hours. But I remember saying to my mom before I went back there, and I didn't remember at the time how long it was supposed to be and how long it ended up being, but I do remember saying, "Mom, you don't have to worry. The angels are going back there with me. The angels are going back there with me." Sorry I changed my voice, but I tried to get you to like hear it, like how the voice of a little 5-year-old or so. Whatever. Trying to picture, like 5-year-old me or so. But like I knew the angels were going back there with me. And I just could feel at peace. I wasn't thinking, "Oh, Mom, I could die today." Nope. But my heart stopped during that surgery. Of course, my mom heard that, started to pray. My heart came back on and started to work again. And they were able to complete the surgery. 4 different times, the spirit of death tried to take me out. It lost every time. God won every single time. Every single time. All 4 of those times. One of the times when I was dealing with that colon cancer, they said, "Julie, we can give your son a shot and it can put him to sleep." My mom goes out there, makes a phone call. And they say, "No, don't put him to sleep. To sleep. God's got plans." And my mom's always said, "Lord Jesus, heal him or take him home. Heal him or take him home." I haven't been taken home yet, so there's obviously a reason. And some of you may wonder, "Well, Rivers, when are you ready to go to heaven?" Well, whenever God calls me. It's not in my time, it's in his time. You say, "Well, Miracle Man, do you hope to live a good long life?" Yeah, I do. That'd be wonderful. How long, you may say? However long God wants me to. It's up to God. Let me just check. Sorry about that. I was just checking my time. So the goodness of God. Another testifying there that I'm doing. There's other times I could tell you about. There, one time about just a little bit over 20 years ago, my mom and I were driving. We were supposed to go to an Ann Arbor appointment for my Baha hearing aid back in 2000. We were on our way to the appointment. The semi car that my mom was driving in, the car that I'm in, and we spin like wild. My mom's hurt really bad. Me, not a scratch, just very shocked at what had happened. We're just very shocked. But no physical harm or anything to my body. But I was not hurt. My mom was. But just including the different things. Times where the hand of God has been on me. The hand of God has protected me. And about how God's healed me of all those various things. And I believe that he's going to finish it. And so, in closing, I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our dwelling. He's given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, and no evil person or evil thing will come near us. In Jesus' mighty name. And until next time, God first, God always. And remember to pray for invasion. Pray for the conflict. Amen. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.